Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 18. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift in running to mischief. It is a strange and wonderful fact that the unfathomable wrath of God and the immeasurable mercy of God go hand in hand. All of his wrath, every ounce of it, is directed against sin, while at the same instant, all of his mercy, every ounce of it, is directed to the sinner. The wrath of God is in no way similar to the rage of men. God's wrath is a settled, steady attitude toward sin that leads him to an unbending and never-ending warfare against it. It is much like the medical team in the remote jungle village steadily working to eliminate the disease and filth that consistently threatens the lives of the people. In this passage, we learn of six, yea, seven things that incur the wrath of God and are an abomination to him. The first is a proud look. Pride in the heart often gives rise to other and equally odious sins against God. Pride is often the spawning ground for a disdain for others that would lead us to treat them with contempt and use them to forward our own arrogant ambitions. Pride is often the basis for rejecting Christ, which leads to eternal separation from God. Pride leads to an unwillingness to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God to do his will, and thus leads us into a life that is far less than the best he has planned. Is it any wonder that this sin incurs the hatred of God? He loves us and wants the best for us. The very nature of God is truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth." The Bible describes God as one who cannot lie. The message of salvation is called the word of the truth of the gospel. Jesus taught that God's word is truth. We are admonished to speak the truth in love. Obviously, then, the lying tongue is listed in this catalog of sins because it is contrary to everything that is precious to God and profitable to us. It was falsehood that led to the leprosy of Gehazi. It was falsehood that led to the death of Ananias and Sapphira. The Bible says, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone," which is the second death. The next on the list is the blood-stained hand of the murderer. Life is sacred to God. His command stands, "Thou shalt not kill." Jesus gave us this source of sin: "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Deep within the heart of man is a laboratory of evil, a hideous chamber teeming with foul imaginations of unrighteousness. These are then expressed by what we say and do. In this light, the Lord calls on us to place our tongue and our feet under his control. "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto God." The last on the list is an abomination to God. Paul warned, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." It is a delight to the heart of God to see his children dwelling together in peace and harmony. "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." The sin, therefore, of discord and disunity comes under the special scrutiny of God. the devil works overtime to cause division and disharmony among brethren. He knows the power of a united witness for Christ. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.